This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Congratulations to the High Point Panthers from High Point University. I don't even know where that is. But they are going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history. They are 29-5 this season. They won the Big South tournament earlier today. You heard that game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Congratulations to the SIU Edwardsville Cougars. And I'm assuming that stands for Southern Illinois University. I don't know what that stands for. But congratulations. You are going to the big dance out of the Ohio Valley Conference because you beat Southeast Missouri State in the Ohio Valley Conference final. Congratulations to the Lipscomb Bisons. You're heading to the big dance as you took down the Atlantic Sun Championship by beating North Alabama. Congratulations to the Drake Bulldogs. You're headed back to the big dance again because this is your eighth appearance because in your third straight time you have won the Missouri Valley Conference. Here's another one that I've never heard of. Congratulations to the Omaha Mavericks. Omaha. You're going to the big dance. You won the Summit lead. Your record was 21-12, and this is the first time that the Omaha Mavericks are headed to the big dance. And those are the five teams that have automatically qualified for the NCAA March Madness tournament. And it is that time. You heard Deshaun Tate tell you, it is that time. If you didn't hear it, go back to Odyssey.com, go to 929thegame.com, and you can hear it on our website or the Odyssey app. That was at about not quite an hour ago. So congratulations to all those teams. And over the next week, 34 automatic bids and 30 at large, something like that. That'll be on the men's and women's side. 68 teams total get invited, and this is the week that it all happens. The beginning of March Madness starts right now, and we are your radio home right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we're in the 7 o'clock hour, 7:04 here in the Kia Studios. In about 15 minutes, Aaron Freeman, he is the host of Locked On Falcons. He's going to join us. He's going to talk about what the Falcons can, will, might do as NFL free agency is set to begin in the next couple days. But they say it begins in the next couple days, but every 2 minutes on my ESPN update, I keep seeing another guy gets another contract. So what does this mean? I know there are different rules. So if a player has been cut, he does not have to wait. You've been cut, so you are a free agent, but your contract didn't expire. Because that's what free agency truly means. Free agency means you signed a four-year contract, you played all 4 years of that contract, and now you have earned what they call free agency. If you were cut or released, that means you were under contract. They're deciding not to bring you back, so you can go out and sign right now. Dom, do I have that correctly? I'm turning you into a capologist here.
Yeah, I believe that's how it goes. I believe that is how it works out, yes.
To be a free agent means you have to sign a 3-year contract, a 4-year contract, a 5-year contract, whatever it was. You have to fulfill that contract, get to the end of it, and now you can say, well, look, I played my 5 years. I stayed with you the whole time. I can go sign somewhere else now. But if you release me and say, hey, I don't need your services anymore, well, I can go out right now and sign with the team. So I think that's what it means. And congratulations to Devontae Adams, who was traded mid-year from the Las Vegas Raiders to the New York Jets. So he was traded. Did the Jets release him, or is he a free agent? But it says that—
yes, he was straight up released.
So he can sign. He is so Matthew Stafford has a new shiny wide receiver to throw the ball to because he's headed to the Los Angeles Rams.
It's a good way to replace Cooper Kupp.
They're not a bad way at all. Congratulations to Myles Garrett. If you didn't hear me an hour ago, I reported it as breaking news hit my feed. Myles Garrett ain't going nowhere. The Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett went to couples therapy. It was on a reality TV show, if you missed it, and they made up and kissed. They redid their vows. I do solemnly swear to take this vow to play for you for the next 4 years at the cost of $40 million per year. $40 million. How important is it, or how necessary is it, to have a guy that can get to the quarterback? Because a team like the Cleveland Browns, who have never won a Super Bowl. Okay? I'm going to say it again. The Cleveland Browns ain't never won a Super Bowl. They ain't never played in a Super Bowl. They ain't even been. How many times have the Browns even been in the AFC Championship game? I think like twice in the history. Now, yes, they won an NFL championship way back in the day when Jim Brown played for them. That's the pre-Super Bowl era. Do we even count that anymore? Because we, last time I checked, we on our way to Super Bowl 60. Super Bowl 60, we're on our way to. So that means it was more than 60 years ago that the Browns won an NFL championship. So in the 60 years that we've had this game that we call the Super Bowl, the Browns ain't played in it, ain't won it, and they've only been to the semifinals or the AFC championship game like once or twice. But they just made their defensive end the highest paid defensive player of all time. So what they're saying is, we ain't been in a Super Bowl. We probably ain't even near a Super Bowl, but we got to have a guy that can sack the quarterback. Falcons, you listening? Falcons fans, you listening? That's how important a pass rusher is in today's game. And guess what? Two more of them that we didn't think were going to be available, even though one of them is like a million years old, they now got their walking papers. Because guess what? Von Miller, at whatever age he is probably still better than anything the Falcons are putting out there currently on a Sunday afternoon is an ego sack quarterback. So, should Terry Fontenot, who is Von Miller's agent? Do you have his number? Do we need to Google it for you? Because he needs to get a phone call. I don't know what Von Miller has left in the tank, but it might be a washed up, middle of the age Von Miller. Remember when Dwight Freeney came in here and we all thought he was done? Well, guess what? He led the Falcons in sacks the year he was here. Does Von Miller need a phone call from the Atlanta Falcons? We already know Trey Henderson is going to call. We're going to call. I don't know how long that phone call is going to last. It might be 30 seconds, but they better call his agent. We all know they better call Joey Bosa's agent. I don't know how long that phone call is going to last. Hey, Joey's agent, this is the Falcons. Can we have a conversation? Nope, we're busy right now. I don't know. But they better call. You better call and get voicemail or let them hang up on you than not call at all. Okay? Call them all. There was another one that I think I just saw got released. That's a pass rusher. I don't care who they are. You better call them all. Okay? On our free agent list, the Falcons have like 25 free agents of their own that they got to decide whether they're going to bring them back or not. Let me give you some names out here. Okay? Now, I know a name that we sure ain't going to call. Richie Grant, appreciate your time. Good luck to you. We're not calling your agent. Lorenzo Carter, former University of Georgia Bulldog. You did okay for the Falcons last year. You started 11 games, played in 13. You're 29 years old. I'm going to call your agent and say, hey, where's your – what are you thinking? What's the idea? Okay, because if you say anything that starts above – $6 million a year. Oh, sorry. this call's over. Taquan Graham, you showed a lot of flashes of being a capable defensive tackle for this team. Wasn't he the one that had that? Wasn't he the one that took Tom Brady's fumble back to the house back when he played for the Bucs that last year? That was Taquan Graham, I think it was.
Sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, that was 3 years ago because Tom Brady been retired for two. So what have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. May not get a call, Taquan Graham. Eddie Goldman, retired. You can do whatever you want to now because your time is at a Falcon. Finish. All right. Kadarius Hodge, Falcons. Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, you better call Kadarius Hodge. Just for his special teams play alone, you better call Kadarius. Was this man just a Pro Bowl representative for the NFC just because of his special teams play alone? You better call this man and get him back here. Matthew Judon, we shouldn't have traded for you in the first place. I know recently you said that you would like to come back. Good luck to you. I don't know. They may call him. They may have a five-minute conversation. That number better not be too high either. Rondale Moore, you were even here for 1 year. I know you got hurt. Sorry. You played in zero games the year you were here. We might call you and say, hey, we can give it another try. Kondavia Street, you were decent when you were here. It looks like you didn't play much last year. Maybe you got hurt too. No, you played in 13 games, just didn't start any. I'll call you. We'll see what happens. Avery Williams. Man, you did well on special teams. You're a willing special teams player. We always need those. Maybe we'll call you. Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes started 15 games for the Atlanta Falcons last year. Wow. You could have bought me for a dollar if you told me that. Mike Hughes started 15 games for the Atlanta Falcons last year. I'm calling you, Mike Hughes. If you can start 15 games for us, that's a comp because we don't have good quarterback number two, dude.
I said we don't have a whole lot of depth, and 15 games, you've shown me at the very least you can be healthy.
Yeah,
there you go. You're absolutely a healthy body.
What's
out there
the best
on the
ability?
Field.
Availability.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Dom Cherosky said it. You've started 15 games. I'm going to call you. All right, these last two names of Atlanta Falcons free agents. I'm going to ask Aaron Freeman, when he joins me in about 10 minutes, about both of these two guys. Both of these two guys are back on the free agent market. They both started, one started 16 games and one started 17. Now, one name we've talked about a lot here on Sports Radio 929 A Game, you know what that name is. But this first one, Justin Simmons. I didn't realize Justin Simmons is on the wrong side of 30. So he's currently 31 years old. I would like to see what he'll be when the season starts in late August, early September. Justin Simmons started 16 games at safety for the Atlanta Falcons. Justin Simmons is the reason why Richie Grant's phone will not be ringing from a 404 area code. Okay, I don't know how many times Richie Grant's phone's going to ring, period, or his agent's phone, and they say, hey, we want to talk about Richie Grant. May not happen. Richie Grant may end up being a one-contract and done player in the NFL, which is the majority of NFL players. I would love to get the official number. But I would probably say 50% or more of NFL players never see a second contract in this league. That sound about right to you, Dom? 50%, probably?
Yeah, okay. I'd say more than that.
I would bet you Richie Grant never sees a second contract in this league. You're done, Richie. Appreciate your services. You made some money. I hope you saved it. Hope you invested. I hope your crypto has been, you got that crypto, because crypto is sky high. You ain't got no crypto. Y'all better get some. Y'all better get some crypto. Richie, hope you got plenty, because you might not get no more NFL paychecks. Sorry, bro. You came, you didn't do anything, you got to go. Justin Simmons, you're on the wrong side of 30, we'll see. And the last one, and I can't wait to hear what Aaron Freeman has to say about this one, Drew Dahlman. I think every host and producer, program director, a delivery boy, you could be, all of us are on different sides of the equation on what to do with Drew Dahlman. I'm on that one, I'm going to call his agent. We're going to have a lengthy talk. Matter of fact, we might go to dinner. Bones, SDK, Morton's of Chicago, pick one. New York Prime, we're going to dinner. And we're going to see if we can do this thing at a reasonable rate. If you come in here saying, well, who's the highest paid center in the league? If that's the way you start the conversation, we're getting off on the wrong foot. You can't start it that way. We got to start it with what's the average of the top five guys. Start it that way, we can continue the conversation. If you started with, well, who's the top paid center? Check, please, because these dudes done lost their mind. This dinner's over quick. But we'll see what my man Aaron Freeman has to say about that, because he is coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With me, Eric Slaughter, and this is Time Out. So we're going to take a time out. And if you haven't done it yet, I always tell you, make sure you download the Odyssey app.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So here in the Kia Studios, a Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we have a digital clock on the wall, and it shows us the minutes, or the hours, the minutes, and the seconds. So tomorrow morning, at 32 general managers' offices around the NFL, when the clock hits 11:59 and 54, 55, 56, they're all going to be like, whose number do I dial first when this clock strikes 12 noon? Because technically, that is what time the legal tampering of NFL free agency begins, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in L.A., you can do it at 8:59. You can do it at 9 a.m. So who will Terry Fontenot and the Falcons call first? Well, my next guest, I'm sure, has a few opinions. So welcome on the WadeFord.com hotline, a good friend of this show, Aaron Freeman, the host of the daily Locked On Falcons podcast, back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's been a minute since he's been on with me. So, Aaron, first off, my friend, good evening. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Eric. I always appreciate talking ball with you.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Now, Aaron, I'm not going to steal your glory because I watched your podcast yesterday, and there's a lot of Falcons fans walking around with their heads hand down and like, man, we ain't got no money. We broke. We ain't got no money. And you tried to tell some folks yesterday that that may not be the case. So break it down for the listeners. If they haven't checked you out on Locked On Falcons, shame on them. I'm going to get them to your page. Don't worry. But my Dirty Birds might have some dollars and cents. Tell them how you broke it down for them.
Yeah, basically my mantra is the salary cap is a lie, Eric, because basically the salary cap can be manipulated however you want to manipulate it. If the Falcons want to have money to spend this offseason, they will have plenty of avenues in order to create the cap space necessary. They can get about $8 million by cutting David Onyemata. They could create another $16 million if they choose to cut Grady Jarrett. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's definitely on the table as a possibility, and that would open up a ton of cap space. The Falcons are currently projected to be about $5 million over the salary cap. So cutting Onyemata would get them under the salary cap. They need to make that move by Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time when you officially have to be under the salary cap. And really the flexibility that the Falcons have when it comes to their salary cap, beyond just cutting guys, is their ability to restructure a bunch of contracts. There are so many players on this team that have these high-priced cap contracts, that have these big cap hits, that they can be able to restructure those contracts, move money, lower base salaries, move that money into future years. It's a strategy that the New Orleans Saints have implemented, much to their detriment, maybe a little bit too much, but the Falcons have done this in the past as well. They've done this consistently throughout the Terry Fontenot era, whether you're looking at, you know, $9, $10 million for Chris Lindstrom restructure, an A.J. Terrell restructure. Jake Matthews is also a guy, a candidate to restructure for that amount. Jesse Bates could be another $6 million. So the reality of the situation, that if the Falcons want to get out in this initial tampering phase, in this first week of free agency, in this first wave of free agency, where all the money is thrown around, they have potentially $30 to $40 million fairly easily that they can play around with if they want to get aggressive.
Now, Aaron, listen to you say all that makes me think of what my mama would call back in the day, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Because that's what the Falcons are going to have to do. They're going to have to rob Peter a little bit and find a way to pay Paul. Now, let's talk about who Paul could be. I'm going to throw three names at you, and I know which one our guy Jarvis Davis, because, I, like I said, I watched your podcast yesterday, wants that call to be. I'm going to throw these three names at you. You tell me which one you would call first if you were Terry Fontenot, or maybe give me another name entirely. But the three names I have written down, Joey Bosa, Von Miller, Khalil Mack. Would either of those people be one of your first three calls, your first call, or give me another name?
Of those three, Khalil Mack is the name that immediately shoots to the top of the list. Now, paying for Khalil Mack is not going to be cheap. There are a lot of contract projections, and we'll see what type of money he gets. But, you know, I've seen a lot of projections that expect him, his contract to be north of $20 million per year, somewhere in that $22, $23 million range.
How old is Khalil Mack? He still can get that kind of paper?
Yes. Well, the good thing that Khalil Mack has going for him is he can sit there and say, 2 years ago, I had 18 sacks in the NFL. So come get me. And so I think he is the guy that, when you look at these three guys, has put together the most productive film over the last couple of seasons. Joey Bosa has been dealing with injuries. Same thing with Von Miller. Von Miller, after leaving the Rams, playing for Raheem Moore, so there is that connection there. So it would not shock me if the Falcons brought in Von Miller to kind of be the mentor for a potential first-round pass rusher that they take later this offseason. But the issue with Von Miller is, since he's left L.A. in 2021, he has not been that productive these last couple of years with the Buffalo Bills and been dealing with injuries. Khalil Mack, on the other hand, doesn't really have the injury bugs, has the productivity, and I watched him really give this Falcons offensive line a lot of trouble in that game after the bye week this past season in week 13. So I still think Khalil Mack has a lot of good football left in him. And if you can get him on a short-term contract, you know, a two-year deal or something like that, I think that would make a ton of sense for the Falcons.
You heard it from Aaron Freeman, the host of Locked On Falcons. Call Khalil Mack, fly him into town on that private jet, take him to Bones, take him to Ruth Chris, take him to wherever it is that you can wine and dine him and get that thing done after you move that money around. Rob Peter to pay Paul. Sports Radio 929 The Game, joined on the waitforit.com hotline with my guy Aaron Freeman, host of the Locked On Falcons podcast, where you get your daily podcast information. Okay, Aaron, keeping down this list of questions. So you just mentioned it, first round pick. Are you on the fence of staying 15, trade back, or if you find a name that you're in love with, go up and get them?
My first goal would be to trade back. Obviously, it depends on who's on the board, but if I'm not sitting there at 15 in love with a pass rusher at that spot, or I feel like the guy that I could get that's the best available on the board at that spot is not significantly better than the guy that I could get 5 spots later, 10 spots later in the draft, I'm going to try to trade back, try to pick up a second, a third, a fourth, whatever I can to pad out the Falcons' draft class. Now, obviously, it takes two to tango. A lot depends on the board. So a trade back is an ideal situation, but you don't know. You can't rely on that when it comes to draft night. So I think at this point in time, because the Falcons only have 5 draft picks, I am completely against the idea of trading up, giving away more of those draft picks in order to move up for a player that is at best a question mark, is at best a gamble when it comes to the draft. So I would probably, what's probably the most realistic option at this point in time, without having that trade in front of me in the terms of a trade back, is to stick and pick and take the best pass rusher available at that 15 spot, whether that's someone who can rush from the edge, or maybe that's an interior player, particularly, again, depending on what situation happens with Grady Jarrett, you know, that does potentially open the door. If the Falcons do choose to move on from Grady Jarrett this week, that does open the door for an interior pass rusher. And I think there's a lot of good D tackles that could be available at that 15th overall spot, in addition to some of the edge rushers.
Keeping it going here with Aaron Freeman. So, Aaron, this next question, I think, is a time date on this. And I know you know the answer. I don't know it for sure. But is it a week from now, 10 days from now? When does Off the Blank have to stroke a check to Kirk Cousins if he's still wearing the red and black of the Atlanta Falcons here coming up soon?
My understanding, it is a week from now. It is technically Monday, the 17th, is when the Falcons will have to pay that check. Where Arthur Blank, I believe at 4 p.m. Eastern time, if Kirk is still on the roster on that day, he will get a $10 million, or he will have a $10 million check that is due to him in 2026, fully guaranteed at that point in time. So I believe it is Monday. So if you have me on this time next week, Eric, we will hopefully have an answer on how the Kirk Cousins saga ends.
Oh, you're hurting my heart. You're hurting my heart. $10 million to a man who lied, cheated, robbed us. And if he's still here, we got to give him 10 more. That's just part of it. We got to give him more money after that, too. What's going to happen in the next 7 days? Oh, man, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. That's a way we could trade up. Call one of these quarterback needy teams. Like, hey, don't you want number 15 and Kirk Cousins and we can come up 5 spots? can we bamboozle somebody into that deal? Probably not. Probably not.
I think a lot of teams are saying, hey, the Falcons, you took that L. You're not going to get us to take it for you.
There you go. Sports Radio 929 The Game. All right, we're going to keep it going here. As free agency, technically the legal tampering starts tomorrow at 12 noon, and Aaron Freeman is breaking it all down for us and what the Falcons will, maybe, might not, could do, should do, or would do. So we do know one name. Actually, last segment, I went through about 15 names of people that I'm like, yep, you ain't getting a phone call. You ain't getting a phone call. Maybe you will. So we do know the phone call is going to happen. How long will it last when the Falcons get on the line with Drew Dahlman's agent? I said, if the conversation starts with, well, who's the highest paid center? Automatically hang up. But if it starts with something like, well, what's the average of the top five? Well, we can have this conversation. What do you say? Do they go into a deep conversation about Drew Dahlman, or do they just say, hey, you know what, we appreciate your time, but you got to go?
Well, I think since we're sitting here, you know, with T-minus, 15 hours before the tampering period, it doesn't look particularly good that the Falcons are going to be able to keep Drew Dahlman at this point.
Already been announced, don't you? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah. it does feel like if you're Drew Dahlman, it's like, you know, hey, let's wait. Let's have a nice, good night's sleep and see what's what on Monday, and then we'll see what's what. And it does sound like he is going to get the bag this offseason from some teams. Doing Locked On, I know of several Locked On hosts that are of the opinion that their team is going to sign Drew Dahlman. So that is going to raise his price tag. And I do feel like for the Falcons, ultimately, if they're going to try to win a potential bidding war for Drew Dahlman, it's how willing are they willing to pay? How much are they willing to pay for having that stability on the middle of their offensive line? Drew Dahlman is a good football player, but he is not one of the elite centers in the NFL. He's certainly one of the better ones, top 10, top 15 guys. But this offseason, you might have to pay him like he's maybe the second or third best center in the NFL. And that may be too pricey for the Atlanta Falcons. So I expect the Falcons to let Drew Dahlman test his market, and he'll probably get the bag from another team, and they'll be searching for a new answer at that center position this season.
You're right. Like I said, if the conversation even started with, well, who's the highest paid? Nope, we're done. Done. Conversation over. I knew you were going there. I just had to ask anyway. Sports Radio 99 The Game. A few more minutes here with my guy Aaron Freeman, host of Locked On Falcons. We're talking free agency draft plans for the Falcons, what they're going to do, what can they not do. The Falcons have about 20 names on the free agency list that they can bring back. Tell me your thoughts on Kadarius Hodge. I said they better bring him back just for the things he does on special teams. He does come out with a big catch every here now and then, but his special team play and how important it is for the success of these Falcons, he has to be back in the red and black next year.
Absolutely. You know, after Drew Dahlman being the number one priority re-signed for the Atlanta Falcons, number two on that list all along for me has been Kadarius Hodge, coming off the Pro Bowl year, as you mentioned, one of the best Pro Bowl, one of the best special teams players in the NFL. Certainly been consistently the Falcons' most valuable special teams player since he arrived in Atlanta back in 2022. So these last three seasons. And as you mentioned, every now and then you'll get a big play from Kadarius Hodge. I'm like, oh, yes. This guy also can contribute on offense, and so that makes him really the kind of the perfect number four wide receiver for the Falcons, a guy that you can play on special teams, a guy that if an injury happens to one of your top three receivers, you can plug him in and feel like you're not going to lose a huge ton of value.
All right, last one before I let you go, get back to your Sunday evening. Appreciate your time always and every ways. I had you on my show last year in the preseason time of the year, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you then. Hopefully you can give me the same answer, and it comes to reality. In 2025, do you envision that our Falcons can find their way back to the top of the NFC South? This is a winnable division. This was supposed to be our division last year, and yet we were third in the division after everything. Can we get there? Will we get there? What can we do?
Well, Eric, this is one instance where you waiting to have me on your show actually gives you the better answer. Because if you had asked me this on January 9th, I would have been a lot more pessimistic about the Falcons' chances coming off the season that they had. But now that we're in March, and before, you know, maybe a week from today, I'll be a little bit more disappointed with how the Falcons approach this first week of free agency and maybe not feel as optimistic as I am sitting here today. But hey, it's Sunday. No moves have officially been made. And so I'm feeling optimistic about the Falcons' ability and Michael Penix's ability to lead this team to their first division crown in however many years.
7-8 long years. Okay, well, I appreciate that. I think so too. I really think this team is two or three players away from winning this division. That's what we were last year. We were two or three plays away from winning this division last year. Because even though we finished 8-9, you give me two or three plays in the right scenario, we were easily 10-7 or 9-8 and maybe in a different situation. So, you know, I will be reaching out to you after the draft, maybe even after free agency, and I'll definitely be reaching out to you as we get into the preseason. But for now, I appreciate your time, and tell everybody where they can find all your content.
Of course, you can find Locked On Falcons free and available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and that's the guy, at Aaron Freeman. Appreciate you, man. You go have your Sunday dinner if you haven't had it yet, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thanks for talking with me, Eric.
All right, that is Aaron Freeman, and I got one more segment to go. I'm sure my guy, Bo Johnson, is in the building by now. And, Dom, I thought of a great question. Before I talk to Aaron, maybe talk to you, because I've been here since 12 noon. That means I need some dinner when I leave here, you know. So 404-726-0929. I'm going to see if I can touch my inner Steak Shapiro. Give me a call. What's a good time for a Sunday dinner? Because it's going to be 8 o'clock when I sign off. Is that too late for Sunday dinner? And what are some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals? What's a good Sunday dinner meal out there? And what's the best time for Sunday dinner? Mine's going to be after 8 o'clock. It is what it is. That's what time I'm signing off. But 404-726-0929 if you want to give me some suggestions. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Once again, thank you to Aaron Freeman. And one more segment coming back all day, every day on the Odyssey app. So the two questions for you on this final segment of Time Out with Eric Slaughter. I think Steak does three strikes. I'm just going to do two strikes. What is the best time to have your Sunday dinner? And what are some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals? Because I get off at 8 o'clock, and I've been here for most of the day, so I'm going to have my Sunday dinner probably about 8:30. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch a little bit of Cleveland Cavaliers versus Milwaukee Bucks, because they are the primetime NBA game, and I'm going to have me some Sunday dinner. Don't know what I'm going to have yet because I didn't cook. I've been here all day, okay? I'm going to be picking up some food somewhere. I don't DoorDash. I do not make DoorDash rich. I do not make Uber Eats rich. I don't pay those surcharges. I take my butt to a restaurant, and I either sit down there or I get it to go, okay? I'm not making DoorDash rich because that surcharge is there, believe it is, okay? Dom, you got here about 5 o'clock, right? Did you have your you got here about few early. You got here about 4, didn't you?
Yeah, I got here around 4.
Did you have your Sunday dinner?
No, not yet. Okay. I will be having it when I get home.
Okay, what is some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals, and what is the perfect time for you to have Sunday dinner? Because I know some people that say, hey, as soon as church over at 1:30, yeah, Sunday dinner, baby, ready.
Yeah, ideally, that's how I like it. If we're doing like an actual Sunday dinner, as soon, because I like to eat throughout the day.
Okay.
Right? So
you need time for seconds.
Exactly. Exactly. So we get out of church, let's say it's noon. Because, you know, pastor did a good job, made sure, hey, it's football Sunday.
You must go to a Catholic church. If you're done at noon, that's early.
Oh, no, not a Catholic church, okay. But I just had a pastor who...
He believed in getting out before kickoff.
Exactly.
Okay, I went to a Baptist church. And
yeah, exactly.
Like, you know the game started an hour. Uh-huh.
Pastor used to be up there. Game starts at 1. I'm going to have y'all out of here at 12:30.
That's what I like. That's what I'm talking about. And dinner right after.
Exactly. 12:30, that's perfect. That's lunchtime. We can go ahead and start getting down on dinner.
Give me your favorite Sunday dinner meals.
Oh, man. I'm classics. So okay. I like putting stuff on the grill. I'm actually really big on like bratwurst.
Okay.
I love that. Like, if you get, like, I can eat brats all day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like typical grill stuff, you know, ribs, right. Burgers, okay. Hot dogs.
Yeah, but I mean, that stuff sounds good. But you call that Sunday dinner. So when I think of Sunday dinner, I think of pot roast carrots and potatoes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think of fried chicken. I mean, come on now. I grew up in North in the Black family. Fried chicken, Sunday dinner, and mashed potatoes, collard greens.
Yep. Yeah.
404-726-0929. Just like the movie. There you go. What's the best time for a Sunday dinner? And what are some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals? If you want to give me a call, I appreciate it. Closing up here, you know, it's been a great show. Appreciate Aaron Freeman for joining me on the last segment. Go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Appreciate Deshaun Tate, the best college basketball mind in the world, joining me early in the show. Go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson takes over next at 8 o'clock. I think he's going from 8 to 10. Tomorrow, big week here in Sports Radio 99 The Game. Let's look and see where we will be remote-wise this week. So on Tuesday, Dukes and Bell will be at Buffalo's Cafe. I'm sorry, that's Wednesday. Wednesday the 12th, they'll be at Buffalo's Cafe. None of the games this week will be at State Farm Arena. We were there twice last week, so I guess we don't need to be there again. The Hawks do play 3 home games this week. They will be at home Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when they play the Philadelphia 76ers on Monday. They play the Charlotte Hornets on Wednesday, and they play the Los Angeles Clippers and the Beard on Friday. So I hope they get to town Thursday, and he's out at a shoe show all Thursday night. Dropping all his money because that's what he likes to do. And he gets there Friday and he's a little tired. And we can get 3 wins for the Hawks, right? That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to do it. I mean, we come in there on a 4-game winning streak anyway. We're going to be playing good basketball. So I don't care if he sleeps all day. We still should beat the Clippers at home. We beat them in L.A. We beat the Clippers in L.A. So we can beat them at home and get 3 wins this week for the Hawks.
Want another update on people getting paid?
I saw it. You can announce it, though. I saw it come through. You about to go up to Buffalo, right?
Yep,
you
I was going to say, up there in
God
Buffalo.
Good gobbly goo, as legal, Brady used to say on
legal
Sanford,
tampering. Yeah, legal tampering or whatever. Buffalo
well,
Bills
their
and,
own player, so that's,
yeah, they can do whatever they want. But Buffalo Bills and quarterback Josh Allen have reached agreement on a record-setting 6-year, $330 million contract through 2030. That includes $250 million fully guaranteed.
You know what? This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say, okay? And trust me, I love seeing people make their paper. When Josh Allen came out of the University of Wyoming, there were a lot of people that laughed at the Buffalo Bills for making that man that high of a draft pick. They said this man played at the University of Wyoming. Why? Because Josh Allen had no major Division I scholarship offers. He had like 2 Power Fives, and they were like the last teams in the Power Five. This man went to the University of Wyoming, okay? The University of Wyoming, and has made his way to MVP of the NFL and to the biggest contract in NFL history for a quarterback. Now, Pat Mahomes got more overall money at $500 million, but this man's making, what's that, $60 million per, give or take? What's the average salary on that?
What was it? It was 6 years. Let me
330.
See.
330. That's 55. 55, almost 60, right?
52? All right, pulling up. Yeah. So it was a 6-year, $330 million deal. So, yeah, he's about 55 million per.
They take you a long way in Buffalo. Long way. You can get a lot of things in Buffalo because they don't have that cost of living that New York City have. We up there by the mountains. You ever been to Niagara Falls?
Yes, I have
beautiful
once.
Sight. Beautiful sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful sight. I went up there 2 years ago for, actually 3 years ago now. Wow, it's been a while. I went up there for Falcons versus Buffalo late in the year because it was my birthday trip, and I went to Niagara Falls, snow outside, beautiful. The river, the rapids were still flowing. Cold, but I went up there for it. He living good. And I think I saw somewhere he just got engaged not too long ago. He's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a heck of a wedding. For $330 million, going to get you a real good wedding.
I said $250, fully guaranteed.
Man. And he already put probably $100 in the bank already. That boy making some money. 404-726-0929. I need somebody to call me and tell me what they're having for Sunday dinner. What time is Sunday dinner? And what are your favorite Sunday dinner meals? But If you don't, that's okay. It's been a great show. A lot of guys getting their contracts. I've been able to break this news on a Sunday that Devontae Adams gets his bag from the Rams. We just saw that Miles Garrett. I started the show with Miles Garrett because that happened probably about an hour before I took the air. So that was one of the first things I told you, that Miles Garrett got his bag, $40 million annual salary. Dom just told you that Josh Allen is going to bring home $55 million per average year. 330 overall, 250. He gets every dime of that 250. And who does not expect Josh Allen to be a Buffalo Bill for the next 6 years? Josh Allen is a young man. He's in his mid-20s. He ain't going nowhere. He's probably going to be just like Jim Kelly and retire as a Buffalo Bill, and he's going to see every bit of that $330 million. Good for him. I still think that my man Lamar should have won MVP, but, hey, he got it, and now he got his new payday. 404-726-0929. Oh, looks like I'm going to get some food advice. So the question is, what's the best time to have your Sunday dinner? Because I'm going to have mine around 8:30. And what are some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals? Going out there, Chin in Lawrenceville, what you got for me?
Hey, man. So I'm going to tell you, during football season, right?
Okay, yep.
Sunday dinner, best time, 4 o'clock, because that's when the second game starts.
I like that.
If you're a Cowboys fan, it's basically like Ozempic, because you're going to lose your appetite. So you're not going to eat a lot. Because right? Okay. I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm like, man, I'm not hungry no more.
All right, but what is your meal, though? Give me a couple of your favorite meals.
But here's the thing, right? For you, what I would recommend, and I'm not just saying this because I got to be true to the nation because I'm Asian, right? You should get like a Chinese poo-poo platter where it's got all the appetizers and like a soup. So you get the kind of variety of like junk food, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all this variety across a handful of days, but or a handful of hours, but it's enough to kind of tie you over so you don't go home and eat very late. So then you fill up and then you black out and you're like, oh man, I got the itis at 8 and now I've got like, you know, 1,000 calories in me. But it's enough where you're like, hey, that's kind of like cheating. It's like, I'm just eating the fun food. I'm not eating real food.
Okay, so, look, I've had a Chinese poo-poo platter before, and that is a great, great mixture of appetizers. I like that. Appreciate that, Chin. He said, eat at 4 o'clock, and if you're a Cowboys fan, you know, you're puking it up by 5
o'clock. Yeah, he said, watching the Cowboys at 4 is like Ozempic.
Oh, man, that was a good one. That's radio gold right there. I got another one out there. Dante, what's your favorite, what's your proper Sunday dinner time, and what are some of your favorite Sunday dinner meals?
About 3 or 4 is the time, and give me some turkey wings, some cabbage, and some candy yams and some Jiffy cornbread.
That's good eating right there. You heard what that man said. Turkey wings, that's some big wings. Cabbage, you know, your mama made that
that's,
good that,
I
that
say,
good
that's my,
cabbage.
That's mine. Cabbage.
Cornbread. Yeah, I all those. And he said one of, what was the other part he said? You remember?
I missed it. I got excited about cabbage. That's
watering.
My favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Cabbage is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah? Give you a little gas, though. Definitely give you a little gas. You got to take some Rolaids, some antacids, something like that. So, yep, appreciate that. And that's going to be about my time. So I will have my Sunday dinner probably about by 8:30. I'm thinking maybe I might even just stop and get me maybe some Longhorn or it's too late. I don't want no ribs tonight. I had what did I have the other day? I had a good sub the other day. So I'm thinking maybe a real dinner. I might sit at the bar and watch some of this Cleveland Cavaliers versus Milwaukee Bucks. Can the Cleveland Cavaliers win their 14th straight game? 14 straight games. If you just started when they started and you rolled your bet on Cleveland every night and you got to 10, when would you stop? Because I would have stopped after like 3 or 4, okay?
Who?
But who said, yep, I'm taking Cleveland tonight and I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to let it ride. You sitting on a gold mine if you do
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
You sitting on a gold mine. I don't know if you use Prize Picks or all these other apps that you can use, but 14 in a row is what Cleveland is going for tonight, and they got a tall task to do it against. They got to do it against the Milwaukee Bucks. That's the Sunday night NBA game of the week. Next Sunday, you got to watch and listen to the Atlanta United because they get the Sunday night soccer game of the week. And, of course, you'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got to get that W. And the Miami FC, we got to get that W. Dom, I appreciate you. Once again, I appreciate Aaron Freeman, Locked On Falcons. I appreciate Deshaun Tate, Tate's Takes Hoops. I appreciate you, Mike Conti, for giving me a chance to have the platform for the last 3 hours. And I appreciate everybody who listens on 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, and everybody who reached out to me on my social media. I posted a little video on Instagram, and I got some love. So I'm out of here. My guy, the Raging Cajun, Bo Johnson, is up next. He had his LSU shirt on. He's a Saints fan, and I still like him. He's up next on these radio dials from 8 to 10. I'll be back one day next weekend. I'll be with Chris Turtle Thomas. But until I see you again, everybody stay safe and enjoy your Sunday dinners. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and time out with Eric Slaughter.